USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first witness in Derek Chauvin's murder trial, Jenna Scurry, a 911 dispatcher, testified Monday that she alerted a police supervisor May 25th after she watched Minneapolis police officers pin George Floyd to the ground in a security video feed. The Biden administration has moved away from sending families back across the border using the COVID-19 emergency measure called Title 42. Now the vast majority, up to 85% of family units who are apprehended by Border Patrol after crossing the border illegally, are quickly released into the United States. That's according to a senior Border Patrol officer during a March 26 press call. Governor Andrew Cuomo is facing new sexual harassment allegations, this time from a woman who claims the governor kissed her without her consent. It's the ninth complaint. 55-year-old Sherry Ville claims Cuomo kissed her when he came to her house to assess flood damage in 2017. USA Radio News.
Here's a fact. Too much of today's journalism is politically biased. So where should you turn to get accurate, leading-edge information that you can trust? The Epoch Times. The Epoch Times covers the news the way you need it, unfiltered and accurate. Cutting-edge topics like the danger of the Chinese Communist Party, the pandemic, Russia, the Middle East, the economy, and news you won't hear anywhere else. The Epoch Times is free from the influence of governments, corporations, or political parties. You get to form your own opinions. Here's a special introductory offer. You can get 1 month subscription to the Epoch Times weekly print newspaper, as well as unlimited access to their dynamic website for just $1. That's right, $1. Go right now to trustednewspaper.com. That's trustednewspaper.com to subscribe. Do it now. Trustednewspaper.com.
With the threat of COVID-19 and a major uptick in violence across American cities, how does the average person feel about getting back into public? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Americans are increasingly becoming more comfortable in public spaces and traveling, according to a recent poll by Civic Science. The survey found that 35% of adult Americans are not at all concerned with being in public spaces, while 43% are somewhat concerned and 22% are still very concerned. Additionally, 55% of Americans felt comfortable going out to eat, and now 39% say they felt comfortable enough to go on a vacation.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump launched a new website to further their America First brand. On Monday, the 45th President and First Lady introduced the new site, 45office.com. The couple said the website is an outlet for supporters to reach out to them directly with thoughts and requests and greetings. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The 2021 Major League Baseball season gets underway Thursday. MLB has set down protocol for players. Dan Naraki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Major League Baseball has set a benchmark for lifting its COVID protocols for players. The league said Monday that when 85% of players and primary field staff get their full vaccination, it would lift restrictions, including requiring masks in the dugouts and bullpens. Vaccinated players would also be allowed to gather in indoor spaces without masks and would have more freedom to leave team hotels on road trips. MLB has not mandated vaccinations for its players and staff, but is strongly encouraging them to get the shots when they're eligible.
The first game of the season will have the Toronto Blue Jays at the New York Yankees, 1:05 p.m. Eastern on Thursday. NASCAR completed the dirt race at Bristol Monday with Joey Logano taking the checkered flag. Driver Denny Hamlin took third right behind Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Denny tells NASCAR the marbles up top were not his friend.
I really couldn't see a whole lot. I was kind of guessing, but I mean, I thought I just could, on that last restart, run the top end hard, but you know, they didn't prep it in between cautions like they did before, so it was just marbles up there. But proud of this whole FedEx Camry team. Man, I thought I had a shot there. Cut the 22, too many brakes there when he was cutting us off, and I just, you know, they had a little better car, it looked like, there in the long run. But proud of this whole team. Is, you know, we're third best again.
The Bristol race was the first dirt race for NASCAR Cup Series since 1970. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.